other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to your phone calls right now. Got a bunch of breaking news we'll get to as well. We got Benjamin Smith, Navy SEAL, a contractor veteran who's been part of the demonstrations for the World War II memorials to be open. He's going to give us his take on the whole PSYOP that's going on. That's coming up. Get him via cell phone. Let's go to your phone calls. Michael in Florida, thanks for calling in, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First of all, I want to say I'm a huge fan and that you're truly inspirational.
Well, thank you, brother. We're just trying to survive like everybody else and beat these tyrants that are on our back.
Yeah, I see what you mean. But last spring, I graduated high school, and over the summer, I was looking for work, and I decided to become an insurance agent because a lot of people said that with the Affordable Care Act, that isn't so affordable, that I'd be able to make a lot of money in it. So I was just seeing, I want you to elaborate on what you think are some of the biggest flaws with Obamacare, and when, like, maybe a time frame of when it will implode or something like that.
Well, I mean, look, they can implement it any way they want, like all these big bills, these omnibus bills. It's got 10,000, now it's 12,000 pages of riders. It's a 3,000-page bill, and it's got death panels. It's got the insurance companies wrote it to lower the standard of care and charge you more, make you buy it. I mean, when I say it's going to implode, it's going to implode the country. But they're going to, I mean, it's the biggest tax ever, a private corporate tax to offshore banks that own the insurance companies of up to $5,000 or more a year per person, and then you won't even get the health care, and it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions, and it just cheats everybody. I mean, it is just the ultimate screw job. And our health care system's gotten bad. It was the best in the world. Nobody doubted that. Because insurance companies and HMOs got involved and rigged it to begin with, to overcharge people that have insurance and then, you know, screw up the charity care system. So I don't know. But, I mean, look, the computer system is designed to not work, and the Obama supporters are already saying they like it not working. I mean, they're just, it's a cult. They would drink cyanide Kool-Aid if ordered to do so. And the Republican leadership attacked Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. They helped write it. They're owned by the same interest. They want it. So, I mean, we're in deep trouble. I mean, tyrants get away with a lot once they're in charge. So I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, but it's going to sink the country. I know that. What do you think is going to happen?
I really don't know. I just graduated high school last spring. I thought this would be a good opportunity. You know, my dad's been an insurance agent for 20 years, you know, and he said with the Affordable Care Act that everyone's going to need insurance. And, you know, for everything I'm hearing from you, I hear both sides of the story. You know, I hear the insurance side, which everyone says is good, and then I hear your side, how it's terrible and it's going to
improve. Well, listen, most insurance people I talk to are freaking out the last year because they've already seen it go up just in anticipation. They're now, on average, doubling people's premium. I mean, everybody I know, their premium's doubled. Everybody I know, their premium's doubled. My dad's, mine, I mean, everybody. And we never even use our insurance. I had Geraldo Rivera, big liberal, who supported it early on. He's got 6 employees. It's doubled. It's doubled already. Did you know it's set to double again by 2015? You think people can pay that? You think people can pay $20,000 a year?
Certainly not. And then they're just going to get fined if they don't have it. So it's a lose-lose, basically.
But it's a win-win. The insurance companies make everybody get it. They lower the quality. And the government gets to fine everybody that can't do it. They're going to take your house. They're going to take everything. They're going to garnish your wages. That's why they want a digital grid in. Once they have a digital grid in, once they can track everything, it's over. Okay? And we told you it was crashing 2.5 weeks ago, a week before Forbes did, on purpose. It isn't a screw-up. They could have had chimpanzees on Mountain Dew and PCP with typewriters write better code, okay? The front works. There's nothing behind it. The only thing that works is getting your data, okay? It gets your data, and it gets some type of, this is out today, some type of NSA data mine connection to your computer. They want to track who doesn't have insurance to now put you in a database to gang rape your paycheck. Okay, I mean, that's it. They were targeting you to get poor people's paychecks. I mean, it's incredible evil. That's what the Obamacare is, okay? And look, folks, people know I'm nonpartisan. I'm a libertarian. I've never seen anything like Obama. I mean, he is the worst president ever. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Benjamin Smith was on Fox News last week, and it made national news. Ex-Navy SEAL, government provoking vets to bring on martial law. And he joins us right now. He, of course, was up there with the World War II vets and others for veterans' rights and against having the memorials that are open air and don't have security at them being purposely closed. We've had park officials say they were told to do that to, quote, make people as miserable as possible. That's an Associated Press headline. And he joins us to go over some of the things that are happening and going on. He's a veteran of quite a few different tours. U.S. Navy, 2000-2005, a SEAL, 2001, served in Iraq, South America, and the Horn of Africa, I guess Somalian around there. And now he works or has been working as a private security company in Iraq since 2006. So I'd love to get him on sometime just to talk about what those experiences were like. But I wanted to get him on so he wouldn't just have a few minutes like Fox to spend 20 minutes with us and really break down what he saw at the memorials, the intel he's got from elected officials and others about the plan to try to get vets into some type of conflict with the federal government, and how he thinks we can try to avert the bad situation this country has gotten into. So, Benjamin Smith, thank you for coming on with us.
Okay, yeah, man, it's good to be on. Ex Navy SEAL, like if you hear ex, that usually means you've been kicked out. I'm former, but you know,
that's right, former. You didn't get kicked out, sure, yeah.
So I'm a veteran. This is such a topic that is talked about within the movement. People who understand military and strategy and tactics. There's, you know, most people, the conversation you hear amongst people you see speaking at rallies, at functions, even political people, elected officials, the conversation, it's kind of the conversation where you look over each shoulder and you start having the talk because you feel really uncomfortable having it, that in your country, a logical conversation is now being had and has been for a bit, but you don't see it on any of the news things where the government might be trying to get you into a position that is the most painful for us, you know, like downturn of economies and all of it's trying to get us to provoke us to do something either violent or stupid. There's always low hanging fruit. You have them on the left. You have them on the right, and they're trying to get those people to start doing something stupid. And, you know, at that point, they can shut us down. And, you know, whenever anyone says martial law, that kind of is buzzword for, say, lefty politicians or a lot of people who aren't aware of anything. To just start saying conspiracy theorists, these guys are nutso, windbag, crazy, fringe, violent, you know, like all those things. And then if you do your research and you look at what they've said and, you know, just get down to the facts, instead of sounding rebellious and you just have the logical conversation, you can logically go about pointing to things and say, yeah, that's what they're trying to do. It's obvious. And the conversation topics at that memorial was, you know, most veterans see this in conversations I have with, you know, people with a spec op background, not going to go into specifics on who, but within the communities, you can see it. And It's a logical conversation, not as in the topic of like, you know, we need to rebel and violence. No, that's not it. It's very much a logical, here's what we see, here's why, here's what they've said, here's what's happened, here's who's it affected, and, you know, here's the outcome. And just in the pure analysis, a logical analysis of things that have been happening over the past, you know, you got 5 years because you've got Obama in office now. But if you trace it back, you can look all the way back to, you know, Russia and all like the Cold War, you know, like things like that. There's a lot of logical streams to where things are starting to come to a head now. And if we're uneducated and don't have the wherewithal to do our research, to read, to look at history and how it repeats itself, we are subject to losing everything, absolutely. And, you know, it could be another 1,200 years before anything that would resemble freedom, you know, individual sovereignty would ever surface again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I absolutely hear what you're saying. And again, veteran Navy SEAL Benjamin Smith is our guest. We should probably contact the folks with Biz Pacer Review because they do say ex-Navy SEAL, but most people, unless you've been in the military, just think that means former, but a veteran Navy SEAL joins us. And talk about, if you can, your colleagues, other veterans of the armed services. I know what I see. I know family I have that are in the military. I know what I get from Stuart Rhodes, the head of Oath Keepers, and countless other contacts I have, FBI agents, former Secret Service agents, current people like Dan Bongino. You know, he says about half the enlisted he talks to are awake, about 60, 70%, 80% of special warfare people. I was down at a San Antonio open carry rally this weekend, and there were San Antonio cops there in plain clothes with their guns, and there were Army PsyOps people there saying almost everybody's awake, and they said a year ago it was less than 50%. So I'm seeing a massive awakening to criminal elements across the board in government that are trying to convert our republic over to a banana-style situation. So tell us from your colleagues, the folks you were there at the rallies, what you're witnessing and what the numbers are you're seeing, Benjamin.
Well, going back to the beginning of this administration, I've had friends within the community talking about how they were brought in and, you know, questioned with people from, you know, more towards the top side. And the questioning resulted in kind of where it was pointing was, you know, do you feel comfortable disarming American citizens? And you can see that now with the shedding of a lot of the officers and stuff like that. It's, you know, we don't have the 100% track on it, but, you know, there's a lot of funny things happening within military.
Now that's bombshell, but I want to quantify that. I have Secret Service FBI sources on record on the air, but also covert sources that are currently in. They say exactly that for 2 years. There is a litmus test where officers from the generals down to lieutenant generals, down to majors, down to sergeant, master sergeants, will you fire on U.S. citizens? And if you say no, you're sent to the worst hellhole or basically kicked out. If you say yes, you're put into special homeland security units. Quantify, you're saying people in the community, special warfare community, are saying they have been brought into litmus test meetings.
Yeah. And at this moment in this conversation, to bring it back to Van Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, do you remember him? When he said you have to, like, for us to have the argument or to just have the conversation logically, and what he was saying with, like, the communists and the lefties and the everything that Van Jones is, it's you drop the radical pose for the radical ends. And just to translate that into what this is, you know, I understand a lot of libertarian, Ron Paul, a lot of people that are your listeners, get like fervent and very strong about it. And it's not about, you know, being the person that's the loudest right there, having that logical conversation to where someone else can reply and you can go back with facts. And it's a logical conversation that needs to be had. And it's starting to, you know, like, I couldn't believe he asked, Hemmer actually asked me on air about, you know, it was kind of a surprise that he asked me. Like, you know, you think that the government's trying to declare martial law. I'm sitting there going like, oh, geez, is this an ambush? If I answer this wrong, this is, you know, everything goes down the drain and I'm a kook. But the thing is, Sheila Jackson Lee, you always have somebody, if you've even got the tightest plan, there's always somebody who gives up the jig or says something that's more right to the point than anything else.
Well, that's right. The rhetoric from the authoritarian left, because they're not really liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. I see myself as a real liberal, you know, more freedom. Mm-hmm. These people are not liberals, and that's all they talk about is how they want to round up the Tea Party. I mean, that's in Forbes and the Washington Times. And then she gives a speech and talks about political martial law. Well, that's the first order of martial law is political before it becomes physical. And Obama says he may have to do stuff without Congress, and NATO is over our military. I'm just backing you up. Benjamin Smith joining us, veteran, Navy SEAL, just all over the Middle East and Africa, you name it, joining us here. And you know, he's really the tip of the spear. He's willing to openly say what most people I talk to have told me privately about their concern. But let's expand on this then. Studying warfare, studying psychological warfare, using truth, the ultimate weapon in that, having our gold, having the moral high ground, our gold for liberty. What do you think we should do then? I agree. It takes different folks. Some people get angry. Some people are more logical reaching out. But what do we do to shake people out of their trance? What do we do to let people know that the new Army training manual, and I'll put it on screen, that Judicial Watch got 2 months ago, says George Washington wouldn't be welcome in today's Army? Well, George Washington founded the Army. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do?
You've got manuals and... It's just to go to that point really quick. You've got in the military, West Point, they have Pelliger, who now there's a teaching doctrine where they're actually talking about moderate right wing conservatives as, the military may have to actually, quell American people. And that's what they're teaching the future leaders of the military. But what needs to happen is the military people who are having these conversations need to start stepping into the public sphere, the political sphere. Like now the percentage of people who are in government from the military is about like 15 to 20%, and possibly even less. When, even around Vietnam, after and before, it was over 75%.
Well, that's a great point. We need veterans in the government, not lawyers.
Yes, and the lawyers. I don't want to like declare war on lawyers. We absolutely need them.
Sure, but the government types. Sure.
Yeah.
No, of course.
It's the people need to understand that the veterans, at least in boot camp, have gone through and eaten dirt, have had to get over their petty differences, race, orientation, whatever it may be that you have wrong with the person that's next to you. You've got to fulfill a mission. You've got something that you have to do, or you're all going to pay the man because of the screw up that you're doing. And it's all about like unity and understanding, getting past your differences. The military folk have to start reaching out to normal citizens and having that logical conversation of, instead of just being, because I remember when I came back, I was, I would be a little short with people that like, you don't get it. And it's like, it was hard to kind of get into the conversation. Like, how do you see this? This is how I see it. This is what I have seen. This is what I've read. This is how history has gone. It's kind of obvious. And then after talking with them and hearing what they have to say, it starts the back and forth, and they start going like, oh, this guy isn't like some pipe hitting, monkey that runs around with no brain. There's thought there. And you know what? There's a leadership that is in a lot of the military people. So that understanding that these people are trying to do the best, and they're a little angry that a lot of people don't get it. It's military people need to start really stepping up and having the conversation as if it's you're sitting around a fireside chat, and the truth needs to come out. As uncomfortable as it is, it has to be logically approached.
And we have to also realize that if you turn on any movie or almost any cartoon, it demonizes patriotic militia types. It demonizes libertarians. It demonizes people for 20 years that think a new world order is coming, a corporate global governance. They were preemptively brainwashing folks so that when the real threat came in, we wouldn't recognize it. We've got to get past caring what they say about us, because that is a psyop. And I believe, and I know from the evidence, we're on the march. The public is waking up. That's why they do want to get some type of insurrection going, because we're politically starting to really wake people up. Take how MSNBC pushes racial division all day and says, if you don't support Obamacare, that's a total ripoff, you're racist. Again, they're trying to divide and conquer. So the answer is come together around the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the family, private property, the Second Amendment, free speech. I think that's the big solution. What else do you think is a solution?
Well, Well, they're promoting the reluctant anti-hero. You know, you see, like, in movies and all that kind of stuff, you know, and then they go right back to being a sack of poop. it's kind of like when how you live your life, you have to live your life like you want to be remembered. And it's just try to do the right thing at all times. You know, we're all going to mess up. Our side needs to circle the wagons around the people that it feels are worth it. Instead of if you do one thing wrong, you're not us. You're giving us a bad name and they banish you.
Exactly.
There's a mindset that you have to live by. I'm always going to do the best for the people who believe of what America is. Founding logic. Those people, George Washington, Jefferson, Adams, all those guys, they lived through revolution, war on their land, and their families were killed. Everything was pillaged. It was more of a civil war than a revolution. You know, it was amongst ourselves for the direction of a country.
And it was a battle of perseverance, too, as who could go the longest.
Yeah, and it always boils down to, you know, usually two options. Good, bad, good, evil, pull the trigger, don't pull the trigger, life, death, eat, starve, you know what I mean? Like, you want to bring it down to what's going on here, not 15 different options.
Sure, free or slave, and we know the direction we're going, slavery. Let me ask you this in the time we have. We're going to give your website out. It's BenjaminSmith.us.com, BenjaminSmith.us.com. If radio listeners want to go check that out, TV listeners can see it in the time we have. Get into what you were saying on Fox, but any other points you want to make about them trying to obviously make people mad, not letting them into the memorials, using more police than they would have there normally to keep them shut. I mean, that is clearly, what do you think they were wanting to do? What do you think Obama and his controllers were looking for?
Oh, wait a second. This is from that day. People have videos, and I know your people will jump all over it trying to research it. There was some people coming over to me and saying there were three cops, at least three, saying that they were being funded. This is Metro Police. I don't know if this is absolute crap, but the thing was, I was listening to the people who just came from listening to them say it. Three cops actually admitted that IMF was funding them being cops that day because IMF was doing something in D.C. I mean, research it. Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I had my reporters arrested at the G20 for just filming in a park, and it was paid for and run by G20 security for the G20. You're saying the IMF, we've got to look into this. That's big. Was actually, well, that's who runs the whole thing. That's who's taking us over is foreign banks.
I figured you'd like chewing on that. I'd love to hear the results and what turns up on that.
Let me shift gears real quick, and I'd love to, anytime you come through Texas, get you in studio or get you on Skype and say any other final points you've got, or if you can stay, that's fine. I heard you had to go. Let me ask you about this. And again, a veteran Navy SEAL joins us, Benjamin Smith, right now. This article, it's been on Fox News, too. Washington Times, family suspects SEAL Team 6 crash was inside job on worst day in Afghanistan. I was told that by a Navy SEAL in SEAL Team 3, not in SEAL Team 6, who had a friend in SEAL Team 6 weeks after the crash, and I'm on record the first person to ever say it. I know that's hard to talk about, but do you have anything to say on that subject?
Not at this time. I mean, you know, how the memorial and stuff went down in Afghanistan with the an imam praying over our dead SEALs is my main issue with that. But, you know, past that, I'm not going to touch that.
Sure. Any other points you think are important to make about the state of where this country is right now?
It lies within ourselves. It's the possibility of our government not being on our side, ideologically stating so. In, you know, if the president says, you judge me by who I put around me. Okay, look at that. Now look at us. Are they what we believe or not? So, you know, you have to have that conversation, start talking to people you don't know or people who disagree with you and try to have the logical conversation. They will eventually start to see that you're intelligent and you're not a kook. Just do your research and sound be. Just in a conversation, not to be angry.
I agree. What are you doing in your life right now?
Well, it's, you said I've been over in Iraq and stuff since 06. No, I haven't been over there since 06.
Okay. That was just the bio right they now, sent over, yeah.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm doing a lot of public speaking, trying to get the message out. I mean, I believe in what America is, and I've given everything I have to this movement and to what I believe. It's like, you know, it consumes a lot of people.
Hold on, Benjamin. Let's see if you can do five more minutes. I want you to be able to finish your point.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, a few more minutes with Benjamin Smith, veteran Navy SEAL, and then 1 year of contracting until 2006. And now he's very active trying to rally Americans to realize it's not hard. Our Bill of Rights and Constitution is being dismantled. And then the Republican leadership joined with the Democrats to go after Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and others who were pointing out that Obamacare is a total fraud. And then now it doesn't work, and Obama says it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I mean, you were really saying some powerful stuff during the breaks. So Benjamin, I mean, tell folks, I mean, you know, lead folks, tell folks what you're trying to do, because I was asking you, what do you think we should do? And you're making some really great points during the break. So finish up with some comments.
Yeah, well, with everything that we've gained our freedom from, through the revolution, back in the 1700s, it wasn't individual sovereignty. It wasn't the freedom which we all talk about now that got us the freedom that we have and that we're kind of wasting away. It was unity. It was discipline. It was people working together and sacrificing for each other. For, like, it was the battlefield of ideas. It was, you know, that unity between you and the person next to you. And the thing is, they started to, as we need to do now, come together in business. We need to start monetizing what we do, because everybody out there on the speaking circuit, or if anybody's standing, they're being attacked by IRS. And in the IRS now, a lot of us are considered, I'm a propagandist. You know, like, it's
that's right.
Communist rhetoric. But like, a lot of working together, doing things and sacrificing for each other and giving and then giving again to each other, that has to start happening. And it turns into a groundswell. I mean, it's not going to be as well said as I said during the break, but to the broader picture, like when we're talking about martial law suspends the Constitution of the United States. What would our government want to do? And I know this goes over to a lot of your people as well. If they suspend the Constitution, martial law happens for 5 minutes, or whatever the NDAA made martial law and posse comitatus, would that allow, immediately, that would allow UN to come into the United States and whatever entity that doesn't like us? You know, it's an open door. And Sheila Jackson Lee calls it for it openly on the House floor, which is absolutely insane.
Well, these people are dangerous, and I agree with you. We're all under attack. I think the number one thing people have to get to their heads that are libertarian, veterans, conservatives, just people that love freedom, people that just love the American system compared to communism and fascism, mm-hmm. people who don't want to be slaves, we're in a war, we're under attack, and denying it gives the enemy the total advantage. We have to admit we're under attack, and every man, woman, and child has to pick little goals and complete them. And just resisting this in the info war, resisting it monetarily, resisting it by supporting patriots, resisting it by saying no to tyrants, we will bring them down.
It's a cold civil war is what's going on. You know, there's no violence yet, and it's for the direction of a country. We have to find what we agree upon. Everyone's so used to pointing at something and bitching about it, but they don't know to go to it. You run to the sound of those shots being fired, and you do right. You do good to the end of your being. You do what is right. You know, find what you agree with somebody on, not emphasize what you don't. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's fallible. Everybody's got things wrong with them. Find what binds you together, not what separates you.
I agree. I mean, I really, after 18 years on air and 20 years fighting for liberty, and just in the last year, people that have attacked me, done wrong to me, it doesn't matter. I've just forgiven them and ignored it and not spent time, you know, trying to, you know, hurt them or anything, because I realize unity is the key. The globalists are coming down on us. We've got to get together and focus on that issue.
Oh, man.
But continuing, I mean, other points, because let me ask you this question. I am striving to get people awake so that the global crime syndicate, the operatives, they can look at things and tell they're not going to win if they launch a false flag and try to blame us or provocateur or something or bring in Al-Qaeda people they're protecting and whatever happens to try to distract us. But what happens if they do start trying to take guns? What do we do if they do stop, you know, not just audit people that are in the Tea Party or audit veterans that speak out and persecute us? What if they start trying to round people up and say we're terrorists? What happens at that point?
Well, this is like one of my other things, like in conversation, look at the Second Amendment. It says a well-regulated militia, and that doesn't mean controlled by government. That just means well-trained. That means, you know, they could shoot, move, and communicate together. And, you know, in working together with other citizens who believe the same thing, a militia is just the last bastion of what an American has, you know, as per the Bill of Rights. You know, you guys at least get to join together and stand against, or at least, you know, if you draw the line in the sand, you shall go no further. You shall not pass. That right there is, you know, that's the last bastion, and you're starting to see all that stuff pop up, and conversation there needs to be had as well. It's not a bad word.
Well, the good news is, and just to quantify it, and then we're going to let you go because I know you've got a meeting you've got to go to here. What about the numbers? I mean, you were telling me off air that, yeah, even the political speakers there were talking about how they want to cause a crisis and get veterans to do something violent. When you're talking to, you know, folks that are currently still in the special warfare community, you were saying that they're being brought in and given the litmus test. We've confirmed this is going on. Will you take the guns? But what about just general folks that are recently out, like yourself, in the last 5, 6, 7 years? My number is over 70% now understand just how much trouble we're in. But it is hard to believe this is really happening. But it's happened everywhere else. Why are we surprised? So what's the number? I mean, is there a huge awakening you're seeing?
I think there's a lot of people waking up. There's a lot of fear, and the fear, either people can wake up or they're gonna do something stupid, kind of like, you know, the one that flies off the handle, the knee jerk reaction. That's what they're looking for, because, you know, the free market has basically been destroyed. Look at healthcare. That's the government owning close to 20% of it,
and they're wrecking it.
And it's meant to fail. It's meant to fail. And the thing is, it kills our economy if we just let it, people say, stand on its own merit. That's 20% of our economy, which is operating at a absolute subpar performance with how much debt we have, and our credit levels are going low. It's like, this is not going to work. The people who wrote it said it's not going to work.
It's systematic sabotage. Admit we're under economic attack. We're under attack. This is a globalist war, period.
Yes. Yes. Look at how we got Russia.
Shut down their economy.
Yes.
Exactly.
We actually won the Cold War.
Give us your take on that.
Oh, okay. Look. The Cold War, you've got a socialist, a self-avowed communist, and all of them around him in the White House. If you're playing chess, that's the king, the head of our country, is of the political bend of our adversaries in the Cold War. That, to me, says a lot of things that don't say we won.
That's right. They've captured most of the federal government, but they haven't captured the military. The military's waking up. They're trying to capture the states. I think we just politically call them out and get really aggressive, and I think that is what will basically sap them of any moral authority. They want Cloward and Piven to bankrupt us, to blow out our engine. What do we do then to get it going when they control the economy?
Yeah. And there's a bunch of other stuff. I mean, I got to get running, but talking about the Cloward and Piven, and from Clinton to Obama, that's an interesting jump. You know, we can talk about that some other time.
Sure. Folks can go to benjaminsmith.us.com and find out about your upcoming speaking engagements, or how do folks get you to come out and speak to their group?
Go there. I've got, and we'll have it up there on how to get in touch and whatever we're doing. You know,
all right, well, great job. And again, you're not going to save the world. I'm not going to save the world. But all of us together, recognizing this, taking action, working together, unity around liberty, we're going to win. Amazing interview, Benjamin Smith. Thank you for your courage after all your service to come back in the middle of the Republic and its greatest threat in history, and to be standing against the threats and the audits and the authoritarianism of these communists. God bless you, sir. It was great having you on.
Yep. You don't unsign your oath. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you very much. All right, there you go. Tell him thank you, guys, because we're in the middle of a segment here. There goes our guest. We're going to get him back on in the near future via Skype. You can hear him there, I think, in a car. I'm going to go into another meeting. You can hear it dinging in the background when somebody got out of the car. He's there fighting, and I'm fighting, and I'm learning how to fight these people as I go. I always use the truth, but, you know, you don't know how to present the truth or what angle to hit at. And I'm just a work in progress, 20 years fighting for basic American principles, basic common law principles, 18 years on air, and I have wrecked so many globalist operations with my listeners, and I'm just one guy. There are so many people out there that are better looking than I am, smarter than I am, tougher than I am, more motivated than I am, with less problems than I have. I probably got too much of a temper a lot of the time, too much energy sometimes, but at least I'm trying as hard as I can. And I'm telling you, you need to stop. Every time I talk to one of these Navy SEALs or some Delta Force person or some FBI guy, they're always almost, they're good guys, so humble they don't even see themselves as leaders. And so they're just humbly trying to do little things here and there. And that's all good, but before this turns into a shooting war, folks, we've got to shake people out of their doldrums. We've got to get them out of their trance and get really, really aggressive. And he's absolutely right. A lot of people hear this information, either get really scared or they want to go out and get aggressive overnight and have some physical fight with some compartmentalized threat fusion center, you know, down the road where the people don't even know what's going on half the time. Or because Army PSYOPs is being used domestically against it, people think, well, I'll just go, you know, after an Army PSYOPs group. Those people are probably our biggest group of listeners because they're sitting in the middle of it. They know they're compartmentalized. They know their mission's unconstitutional. They know that the globalists have captured the White House. They know that we're into this situation. They know that we're in deep trouble. And so they're all sitting around going, what do we do? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If it's printing up bumper stickers for a website you put up that's got just 10 facts about the New World Order and then 10 ways to fight back, and then you stick those up in your area, or you start a little newsletter that's one sheet once a week that you out at 4 a.m. go and stick in everybody's mailbox, that'll do something. Or you go do an Access TV show, or you start calling into talk radio, or you go out and stay on the street with a sign, or you start your own blog radio show online, or do your own YouTube channel, or go to public events and grab the politician by the arm and say, we don't like the New World Order takeover. We know what's going on. We know America's been captured. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, groups like that, they have been caught funding the anti-gun groups, funding the Agenda 21. We've done reports on it. Point that out. That, hey, this is a big deal that we've got some of these big banks and groups. And I'm not even saying everybody that works with those banks are terrorist or evil or bad. I mean, those are the biggest things in the economy. It's the people running them. We have to call out the. They tried to put Larry Summers in as the head of the Federal Reserve when he engineered the current system we're in. That's literally like trying to have Satan, you know, oversee his trial before God. I mean, it's like having the Hitler at the Nuremberg trial as the judge, as the chief justice. We have to see that we're being overwhelmed by tyranny right now and recognize it and get past the fear. And they want you to know that they'll try to audit you. They'll want you to know that, oh, you'll be put on a list. You're already on a list. They're already shutting the country down. We have no chance here, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't stand up and get involved now. We have absolutely no future. They want to break us fully. And it is going to take people like Benjamin Smith, who is getting active and getting aggressive and going out and speaking out, and all of you have to be leaders. And I agree with what he's saying. People that are veterans especially and who aren't cowards and who understand we're in a military attack here, we are under an economic and now political and then soon physical attack. And that's why I want to like the police. I want them to be honorable, but they're in a command structure more and more that is authoritarian. And authoritarianism is not liberty. Tyranny is not liberty. Oppression is not liberty. The globalists have done all these horrible things worldwide in our name through all these different PSYOP frauds. Now they're going to do it here. And they are not going to stop, folks. They're going to carry out a Soviet-style Sovietization like they did in Eastern Europe. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. I mean, I'm up here risking my life, folks, because I'm not going to run to some other country where they're putting the same thing in there. I can't run. And that's why so many times people talk to me, they go, man, you're scaring people. You're helping the enemy. And I don't really think that's true. I really don't think that's true. I mean, if that's true, then I'm really a fool. And I don't think I'm a fool. I think I want to be told there's a robber trying to break in my garage by the neighbor calling me. I don't want the neighbor to go, oh, that was kind of scary, I didn't call you. Let the guy home invade my house. I mean, the person's already trying to break in my house. I want to know. I don't want to hide under the bed and just imagine that it's not going on. So I see people, yeah, they get scared hearing all this. You should be scared of not getting aggressive and active. You should be scared that you're not involved. You should be scared because you're just giving these people free rein. And so don't go off half-cocked and go shoot up a threat fusion center. Don't go off half-cocked and you get pulled over, even if the cop's being arrogant and aggressive and out of control and wants to search you illegally and wrongfully, and shoot them. What you do is you try to talk to them, educate them. They do you wrong. You personally sue them. You petition the courts. You do shows about them. You start filming the police, showing them they're wrong, pushing them that way. As far as you can until they try to come arrest leaders of the Liberty Movement, then you know, folks. Then you know they're coming. There won't be communications at that time. You'll know. And then it's your job not to just sit in your house and wait for folks to come drag you out of it, as Alexander Solzhenitsyn. So we're doing everything we can as the biggest favor ever to the police and military that are currently serving. And the biggest favor to ourselves and everybody else here to just not do this. Because this is real, folks, okay? Just admit I was right about it all. Just admit all our experts were right. Admit we're in trouble. Okay? Well, we got to get out of this. The solution begins the minute people admit we're in deep trouble. We're going to come back with some final calls here and some other news, but stay with us. You're living history right now, and there is a foreign banking takeover that wants communism for us and their tax-exempt offshore. They are trying to totally destroy the country. There's no doubt now. It's 100%.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
the anthropologists, the psych warfare people, the collectivists are really eugenicists. They're not even liberals that think communism is going to help people. They're anti-human exterminists. They're on record. And they think we're done. They think they can beat us. That's why they fund the radical Islamic groups. They fund Al-Qaeda on record. It's why they stage a lot of the terror attacks, the provocateur of the others, so they could radically transform our society and have the military and police trained for open war with the American people and build secret police spy command centers tied into everything to federalize everything, which is really under globalist control. The good news is we learned about this a long time ago because military sources, law enforcement sources, had nobody to go to except Soldier of Fortune would write about it 18 years ago, and I would cover it. Alex Jones and things like Soldier of Fortune and people like Mark Kornke, that's about it. And then we were the people, oh, they're the crazies. They say, oh, this is going on. Now it's all confirmed. And I didn't know any of this stuff. I was told by police chiefs and emergency managers and Navy SEALs and retired Delta Force people, hey, Sonny, you look like you're willing to do this. Go look into this. Because I was just crazy enough to go do it. Some of the stuff, man, where they took our footage a couple times, that would be some of the most amazing footage ever if they hadn't took it. The point is that, I think about some of the stuff I've even told people about. The point is that we're not going to be hit flat-footed here. I mean, I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off for 18 years, and so a bunch of other people. It's not like we don't know about this plan. Clinton had the military doing litmus tests. Will you fire on Americans? And that's why they were freaking out. It's the military is either going to hang us or save us. Because you notice each time they want the military to do the evil stuff, the military says no. So what they're doing is they're just bringing in more and more bad people. I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive to go to David and James and Antonio and Julian and others. There's some big breaking news on Infowars.com. It's really bizarre that the head of Interpol says armed citizens worldwide to prevent terror attacks. I mean, that's just common sense. This guy's really doesn't fit into the, that article's up on Infowars.com. That doesn't really fit into the establishment idiocy. So, wow. Wouldn't it just be nice to have good leaders again who aren't total criminals? So our economy's about building good things and having good culture instead of just corruption and government drug dealing and money laundering and evil and disarmed mega cities with poor, pathetic slaves walking around getting their welfare checks. And Dumbo's collapsing at the free healthcare rally with Obama that's not free healthcare. We're going to go to break, come back, and jam in a few final calls for folks like David, and he's been holding the next longest, Sam, and Antonio. Who knows, I might do 20 minutes of overdrive to get to everybody. But there's a lot of other news that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But the Democrats are now coming out and saying they're proud to not get any healthcare under the healthcare failure. That's how they show their solidarity. I told you they do that. France is demanding answers on the high-profile people and politicians being targeted by the NSA. Of course the NSA targets high-profile people. I mean, it's been going on for 50 years, and now they get all our data, and it's totally illegal, and it's not meant to keep us safe. It's meant to keep the criminals in charge. Mexico calls NSA spying on former president unacceptable. Greenwald promises more bombshells. That's up on drudgereport.com. And IRS spent $132 billion on bogus tax credits to all their little buddies and friends, mainly illegal aliens. Just a total gang rape. And then here it is. Homeland spends $80 million on armed guards for civil disturbances in New York alone. They're getting ready for civil disturbances and financial collapse. So, they should know they're steering us right into the iceberg on purpose. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.